over 30 years, Ichabod's Lounge has provided incredible food, gaming, and nightly entertainment. Hey, Kevin Wall here. They've been here to serve you through good times and bad. Now, a lot of Vegas restaurants have been forced to close due to the governor's latest restrictions. But Francois and his amazing staff at Ichabod's Lounge aren't going anywhere, regardless of what may lie ahead for us. And at Ichabod's Lounge, your safety is their number one priority. So you'll see bartenders and servers wiping down services again and again. Even in the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic, Ichabod's is ready to serve you. But they know that some of you are reluctant to get out, and they get it. That's why Ichabod's Lounge features their incredible menu for both dine-in and carry-out. Call 702-451-2323. 702-451-2323. Ichabod's Lounge, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24-7. Vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge, and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. President Trump's push for bigger $2,000 COVID-19 relief checks stalled out Tuesday. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell blocked a swift vote proposed by Democrats. But McConnell says the Senate will take up President Trump's demand for bigger virus relief checks and two other issues.
This week, the Senate will begin a process to bring these three priorities into focus.
The GOP leader signaled an alternative approach linking Trump's demand for aid with restrictions the president wants on tech companies. McConnell says the Senate will begin a process to address the issues, but the next steps are highly uncertain. The House approved the larger checks, and a number of GOP senators now want them too. On Tuesday, two Georgia Republican senators in runoff elections January 5th, David Perdue and Kelly Loeffler, said they support Trump's plan. U.S. home prices rise at the fastest pace in more than 6 years. Correspondent Mike Gracia reports.
With strong demand for homes with more space, pandemic-fueled buying pushed home prices across the U.S. to their largest jump in more than 6 years in October. According to the S&P CoreLogic Case-Shiller 20-City Home Price Index, strong demand combined with limited supply sent home prices up 7.9% in October compared with 12 months ago. All of the 19 cities that reported registered larger year-over-year price increases in October than September. Detroit was not able to fully report home sales due to delays related to the coronavirus lockdown. Phoenix had the biggest price jump for the 17th straight month, with prices up 12.7% from a year ago. I'm Mike Gracia.
The Justice Department says it cannot bring federal criminal charges against two Cleveland police officers for a 2014 fatal shooting of 12-year-old Tamir Rice. Rice had been playing with a pellet gun when he was shot. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 68 points, the NASDAQ dropped 49. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
Hi, I'm Karen, owner of Lone Star Transfer. If you are a timeshare owner, getting out is probably a top priority. And now that the annual maintenance fees are right around the corner, this ongoing burden and expense is at the top of your list. Let us do for you what we have done for thousands of others. Our process is done legally, ethically, and quickly. Don't let another day go by with maintenance fees taking your hard-earned money. Give us a call for a no-obligation consultation at 844-284-4863 or online at LoneStarTransfer.com.
A strong earthquake.
Uh-oh. You have an ugly, embarrassing fungus on your toes and don't know what to do. You've tried topical medications and they simply didn't work. You're fearful of the doctor's knife, painful laser treatments, and don't want any part of sulfur-containing oral drugs. Well, Bye Bye Fungus is your answer for fast, safe, and effective treatment of awful fungal infections. Bye Bye Fungus is based upon advanced technology that utilizes a patented combination of isoamylactate and jojoba oil. No other topical product includes this patented combination of ingredients, which work together to quickly eradicate the fungus. Bye Bye Fungus is as easy to apply as nail polish. And for a limited time, you can receive a 20% discount by calling 1-800-258-3635 and mentioning the Kevin Wall Show. That's 1-800-258-3635. Or visit us at byebyefungus.com and enter the discount code WALL.
It's 5:04. This KMCQ News Flash is powered by Mr. Law, your authority for divorce, personal injury, and probate. I'm Jim Dallas. More than 1.8 million people made their way through McCarran Airport in November, less than one half of its normal traffic. Airport officials say passenger counts were down nearly 57% last month when compared to the same time last year. Through November, passenger traffic through McCarran reached 20.5 million. That's down almost 57% from last year. 2019 was a record year for McCarran, welcoming a record 51.5 million passengers. Times Square ushers in the new year with its ball drop. The Strat will welcome 2021 with a midnight sky jump. With no fireworks display on the strip this year, Strat officials figured, hey, why not drop someone from the top of its iconic tower? The casino held a social media contest to find someone to take that midnight jump, with Las Vegas local Ryan Smith chosen as the winner. Smith and three of his friends will get a private party at the hotel SkyPod before his midnight leap in a lit-up suit. Geronimo. Now, 2020 was a bad year for buffets, courtesy of COVID-19, and it doesn't look much better. Wicked Spoon is closing January 10th at the Cosmopolitan.
KACQ on-time traffic
is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Several crashes on area freeways right now. 215 westbound at Valley Verde. The right shoulder is blocked there. Also, Interstate 15 northbound at Lake Mead. Very slow through there. And another incident, that is U.S. 95 northbound. The Martin Luther King on-ramp is affected there.
Gather around. And in addition to that, we have to make sure that we are in a position that we are. Well, let me go to the second thing. I've spoken enough of that.
And what makes his wild claims and hopes? He now hopes we don't notice what he said. Or won't remember. And when he does follow through, or doesn't do, when he followed through, the exact opposite.
Check it out!
COVID has taken this year, just since the outbreak, has taken more than 100 years. Look, here's the lives, when you think about it.
Don't call me stupid.
Oh, right! To call you stupid would be an insult to stupid people!
Number one! Time is running out!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Great to have you with us on this final Tuesday of 2020. Unbelievable. We've come to the end of the year. And I'm so excited to have Megan Barth from ReaganBabe.com on. Does it get any worse than this? I mean, can you recall in your history a year quite like this?
No, thankfully I haven't. But I guess now is better than never. Actually, never is better than now. I would prefer not to see what I've witnessed over the last year, as many of us have, where the government can decide who is essential and who is non-essential. When we see people driving in their cars alone with masks on, you know that the psychosis has set in. And when you see kids being banned from going and attending school, even though they have a 99.9% chance of surviving of this virus, no, and I haven't also seen an election like we saw this year as well, where multiple states, specifically the swing states, isn't that a coinkydink, just decided to stop counting in the middle of the election, to stop counting ballots. But actually, some didn't stop counting. Like in Georgia, we uncovered suitcases full of ballots after everybody else went home except a handful of Democrats, and they were just running those ballots through the machine multiple times. So I hope to never witness what we've witnessed this past year. And the only way we're not going to witness what we witnessed this past year is, number one, when we actually stand on the side of the Constitution and demand that the government works for us and that we do not abide by mandates that are not based in science. None of the lockdowns have worked. As a matter of fact, the science shows us that the lockdowns have actually killed more people than the virus has. And so we also won't see this another year like this if we demand free and fair and transparent elections, which is why I'm headed to D.C. on December 5th, and I will be taking part in the protest rally on December 6th.
You mean January?
Oh, excuse me, January. Did I say December?
We're just about done. We're just about done with
yeah.
December.
Yeah, January 6th. Thank you.
And explain what this Stop the Steal rally is going to be all about.
Well, what we have is we have a handful of senators and House members that have joined the Stop the Steal. It's not an organization. It's just a handful of us, 20, 25 of us working nearly nightly on trying to spread the word and coordinate the permits and get everything done. We did it last November, I think it was 14th, and we had hundreds of thousands of people meet us at Freedom Plaza. We were totally blown away by the turnout. We knew that we had to do something. We did something, and people put their boots on and came out and marched from Freedom Plaza to the Supreme Court, and now this time we're having the event at the Capitol, and we will be on, I believe, the South Lawn of the Capitol, but you can find it on my Twitter, and we are expecting hundreds of thousands of people. The hotel prices are telling us this. Even some of the hotels, like Hotel Harrington, closed and canceled the reservations of the attendees from the 4th to the 6th for some unknown reason. But there are plenty of hotels, flights as well. Buses now are being chartered. We expect just, like I said, hundreds of thousands of more people to demand that Mike Pence actually stand on the side of the Constitution, look at the data and the statistics that have been presented that the courts will not give standing to pretty much anybody, except unless you're an illegal alien or a refugee, I guess in some cases, and really take a look at specifically Arizona and those states that cannot certify elections that have an undeniable amount of fraud.
So explain exactly, though, what it is, the end result of this rally on the 6th, January 6th, in our nation's capital. Explain what it is you want to accomplish. Is this just getting the word out, or is this actually trying to change what's going on in Congress on January 6th?
Absolutely, to change on what's going on in Congress is to not certify a faulty election, an election that was shrouded in secrecy, an election that has proven itself to be illegitimate, proved to be rigged. The whole entire election, when you look at all of the results and how much fraud, here in Nevada alone, there were 10,000 people that should have never voted that voted. There were illegal aliens up to the thousands that voted in this election. There was, mail-in ballots found everywhere, and multiple ballots sent to dead people. Hundreds of, if not thousands, of dead people voted in this election. When you have dirty voter rolls, you have dirty elections, and that's exactly what we witnessed. And so we are hoping to put pressure on Mike Pence to do the right thing by engaging as many members of Congress, and there are a lot of them, being led by Tommy Tuberville down in Arkansas, led by Mo Brooks. Over in Tommy Tuberville in Alabama.
Alabama.
Mo Brooks as well, many other state reps from Pennsylvania to Arizona, and we're getting more congressmen and senators on our side. I think we're up to 9 senators and about 100, if I'm not mistaken, House members. I think you're going to see a lot of fireworks on January 6th coming out of the Congress and also surrounding the Capitol.
Do we have, and by the way, explain what this process on January 6th will be. It's a joint session of Congress, right?
Correct.
And explain what they will do.
They will certify the electors. So, meaning they will certify the election by certifying the state's electors. But specifically, those state electors that were certified by the state should not be certified because the amount of fraud. As indicated in Arizona, Georgia, in Pennsylvania, for example, they just found, I think it was 160 to 200,000 votes that the courts decided were basically illegitimate. In Wisconsin, the Supreme Court decided that 205,000 votes or so were impacted by mail-in ballots, faulty mail-in ballots, and absentee ballots. And so these electors should not be certified in the face of the amount of evidence. So what we are trying to do, and what I hope to do, and believe me, this is a Hail Mary, okay, but the Constitution is on our side here. Mike Pence has the final say in the certification of the election, and we do not want him to certify because these six or seven states have what I would consider faulty or split electors.
Interesting, And now let me just ask you. I just saw where some Republicans, I believe it's Republicans, are suing Mike Pence.
Correct.
If so, why?
In order to put pressure on him to do the right thing, and probably it's probably more of a. Well, it's applying pressure. It's definitely applying pressure, but it's reminding him of his constitutional duty, of the rights that he has that he can exercise. He is protected and guarded, as we all are, by the Constitution. Specifically when our rights have been abridged. What we have here is a civil rights issue. What we have here are tens of thousands, if not hundreds, well, I should say millions of voters have been disenfranchised in this election because illegitimate people voted in this election. Tabulations were stopped in this election. Hundreds of thousands of votes were found in this election. And every time that there is a faulty ballot, that erases the voice of that one person who is a legitimate voter. You know, it's interesting to me to watch right now, Kevin, that the Democrats, many let's just call them socialists because that's exactly what we are, that they are. The socialist Democrats now are demanding that we have some sort of vaccine card, but they're not champions of voter ID.
Yeah. What do they call it? A vaccine passport or something like that, where in order to get on an airplane, you'd have to have someone that says, yes, I've been vaccinated.
Yeah, my passport is my American birth certificate. That's my passport.
There you go. Again, Megan Barth joining us from ReaganBabe.com. The big rally is coming up January 6th in our nation's capital. And do we have any senators who have yet said that they will stand up and question the outcome of this election?
Yeah, Mo Brooks is probably the most outspoken.
Senator?
You said senators. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I believe we do. I think we have about a handful. I'm hoping that we get, Louis Gohmert, obviously, is not going to certify. I got to think of who exactly the senators are, but they're all listed on the website. You can go to wildprotest.com. That's always a good website to go to. That's part of ours. Or stoptheSteal.com.
More to come with Megan Barth from ReaganBabe.com as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
On air, online, or on demand, take AM 670 KMZQ with you wherever you go. Download the SimpleRadio.com app and make us your favorite today.
You can always depend on your locally owned and operated Meineke for the essential service your car needs. From engine repair to oil changes, we are here to help you get back on the road. At Meineke, our expert technicians are here to help you understand the problem and the fix. Save time and schedule your next appointment online at Meineke.com. Right now, a basic oil change is just $17.95. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are five recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Keep your distance. Adhering to the regulations and limit large group interactions. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Very few vehicles can do more than the 2020 Land Rover Discovery Sport. From conquering the world's urban to not-so-urban obstacles, no other vehicle in its class is more capable than the Discovery Sport. And with 0% interest financing currently available for up to 72 months on approved credit, now is the right time to own yours. Come see for yourself today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
I hate Christmas shopping, dealing with surly clerks, crowded brick-and-mortar stores, and how do you make sure you purchase just the right gift? Hey, Kevin Wall here. That's where my friends at Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn come in. You can send friends and family delicious Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn in one of 19 flavors. If you own a business, Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn can put your brand on every bag. It's a great icebreaker for businesses that rely on sales and marketing. I mean, everybody loves popcorn. Just in time for the holidays, send a great tasting gift to friends, family, and business associates. Personalize your gift with a family picture or corporate logo right on the bag. And get this, take 20% off your purchase by using the promo code KevinWall2020. That's the promo code KevinWall2020. Order right now at sendpopcorngifts.com. That's sendpopcorngifts.com. Check out Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn. For weeks now, you've heard me talking about the December 7th deadline for enrollment of your Medicare plan. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Well, the deadline has come and gone, but for some of you, there may be an opportunity to enroll in a plan until December 31st. To find out if you qualify for this late enrollment, call my friends Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. If you're turning 65 in the next 4 months, you need to talk to Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. If you've lost your employer-based coverage, maybe you're contemplating retirement, you need to speak with Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. And the consultation is absolutely free. It won't cost you a dime. I've been a client of Blue Sky Insurance for 3+ years. Their customer service has been absolutely incredible. They can do the same thing for you. Just call Blue Sky Insurance, 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. 702-410-8020. Or check them out online at blueskylv.com.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Megan Barth joining us from ReaganBabe.com. Stop the Steal. She'll be in our nation's capital on January 6th for the Stop the Steal rally. I want to ask you, Newt Gingrich came up with something, and it may not be original, but it's the first time I'd heard of it. The idea, he did it on Fox and Friends this morning, of a 1 week of hearings in the Senate, and to essentially lay out all of this information, all of this evidence, all of these witnesses, the 8,000 pages of stuff that a judge here in Nevada wouldn't even look at. And I'm just curious what you think of that. Is it too late to do something like that?
No, it's never too late to do something like that. And transparency is the only thing that the American people should really be demanding right now, because everything has been done in the dark, including the counting of ballots after states stopped counting ballots. You know, all of these witnesses that you mentioned in the thousands have come forward at a great risk, a risk of their livelihoods. Many have received death threats. And, you know, this type, instead of having hearings about whether or not Brett Kavanaugh is a rapist and based on faulty allegations by some psychotic woman, you know, remember, believe all women. Well, what about the women that have come forward, even Democrat women, black women, Mexican women, white women, all have come forward saying that it witnessed fraud. We should be hearing from these witnesses, just like the Democrats demand that we hear from witnesses that obviously are either lying or severely mentally incapacitated. And so what we would like to have is as much transparency as possible. It's never too late for that. The American people deserve to hear what happened from those that witnessed it, and they deserve the transparency that a Senate hearing will provide, because certainly the press isn't reporting on it. We can't rely on the mainstream media to report the truth. They are nothing but activists paid for by the Chinese. They are towing the communist propaganda line in order to keep the people stupid. Remember Jonathan Gruber? One of the architects of Obamacare. Obamacare passed because they relied on the stupidity of the American people. The only way that you educate the public is through knowledge. And so this knowledge that could be gleaned from these hearings would be very valuable and just.
Let me ask you, how do we make sure, assuming that we're fairly certain that this presidential election was stolen, how do we make sure this doesn't happen in Georgia?
Well, you would actually put systems in place that would prohibit this from happening in
Are they doing it?
No, they're not doing it. And Stacey Abrams' sister, who's a judge in Georgia, just basically said, nope, you can't clean the voter rolls. Now, what's really interesting is those 4,000 names that the Republicans and the Secretary of State wanted to clean up from the voter rolls because they were out-of-state voters. Somehow that's suppression, according to the left. Well, yeah, it does suppress the left's vote when out-of-state people aren't allowed to vote in a state election. So they like to call it purging, which has a negative connotation, and that's why they use it. I would encourage people not to say purge the voter rolls, because that's leftist speak. It's clean the voter rolls. We're cleaning the voter rolls. And they don't want clean voter rolls.
Now, let me ask you, closer to home, February 1st, we've got another edition of the Nevada State Legislature, the State Assembly, and the State Senate, and they're going to be taking up a lot of the stuff revolving around AB4 and the. I guess my question is: before we get to 2022, will there be a cleaning of the voter rolls in Nevada?
Well, it's unlikely, especially when you have Attorney General Aaron Ford, who is, rightfully accused and convicted of larceny, in charge of, investigations. So, no, there's not going to be any cleaning because there won't be any investigations. Plus, I mean, it, right under our noses on Indian reservations from the north to the south of us, we're having raffles and giving prizes and paying people to vote. So, I don't know. Maybe we should just play their game. Maybe we should go out and just start paying people to vote. Because we're law-abiding citizens and because we don't steal, cheat, rob, and lie people in order to gain power, we don't do that because we have a moral conscience and an ethical backbone. We are dealing with people who are unethical. We are dealing with people who are immoral. We are dealing with people who hate this country. Okay? So it's not going to happen when you have those types of people in charge, whether it be in the legislature or in the executive branch of this state.
I want to ask you in our final couple of minutes, you have been in the midst of an ongoing battle with big tech. They have tried to destroy you and your websites and your social media. Can you talk about where you are as we come to the end of 2020 relative to your platforms?
Yes. So my Facebook is just basically been completely annihilated. I was getting millions of views a month. I'm lucky to get 10,000 views now a month, and that's all algorithms. They are completely just wiping my face off of Facebook, so to speak. So I can't really do anything there because I can't manipulate the algorithm. I can just try to keep posting and trying to garner interest. But what I can do is my newsletter. My newsletter was growing exponentially. And that affected my website. MailChimp completely just took down everything. So we found a new platform. It's called Octopus. We finally have a draft I looked at Monday. It looks good. It will be going out. So people can still go to my website. That's a little bit being tinkered with, too, on the back end. ReaganBabe.com. They can sign up for my newsletter. They can go to my Facebook page, at ReaganBabe. Sign up for my newsletter there. Follow what I post. I'm also on Twitter. I've got about 22,000 followers and growing. But I will be migrating over to a different mail platform, as well as a little bit of a newer website. And I will be more active on Parler. Because Parler really, I mean, Mark Levin, who has, exponentially more listeners and readers than I do, he is leaving Facebook, I guess, at the end of this week and transferring everything over to Parler. And that's a really sad statement. When a constitutional lawyer who served under President Ronald Reagan has to leave a platform because they have literally censored him into silence. This is our future with the left tech overlords and the Democrat Party. They will silence any form of dissent that goes along with their mainstream media narrative and their ideology.
And will President Trump or former President Trump Will he leave Twitter?
Well, I think Twitter will probably just leave him. I mean, many of my friends have been banned. So many of my friends have been in jail, you know, Twitter jail, you know, at the most inopportune times. One of my friends just got banned for a